It's a big soccer night in El Salvador, where the national team faces Canada and fights to stay alive for the World Cup tournament in November. It's a long shot for the tiny country, but its fans are fired up, in part because the team has attracted several American players with Salvadoran roots to join the effort. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from the capital, San Salvador.
Dressed in their royal blue uniforms, the Salvadoran team runs drills on the field of the country's storied Cuscatlan Stadium. As dusk falls, small bats flutter about. The team known as La Selecta is at near bottom of the regional World Cup qualifying round. Fans still have hope, but head coach Hugo Perez says tonight is a make-or-break match.
We're chasing the fourth place, basically. So we cannot afford to lose another game because we're probably mathematically out.
Before taking the job last year, Perez says he knew getting the team to Qatar this year would be a long shot for a small country with very few resources.
I'm Salvadorian, so I wanted to see if we could help and make a change.
But he says in his long soccer career, he's always taken chances. Perez moved to the U.S. when he was just 11 and rose up the ranks of professional play. He made both the U.S. 1984 Olympics and 1994 World Cup teams, and he is a U.S. Hall of Famer. He's already convinced more than a dozen Salvadoran Americans with at least one parent from El Salvador to come here too. Major League Soccer, Seattle Sounders midfielder Alex Roldan, whose mom is Salvadoran, made the move. Roldan said he had a choice between going to El Salvador or Guatemala. His father is Guatemalan. Both teams recruited him.
I was going to choose one or the other, and one parent was going to be happy and one was going to be a little bit disappointed.
He's just kidding, but in the end, mom's home country won out. It had a better chance of qualifying for the World Cup, says Roldan.
No, they're both proud of me for how far I've come.
Mother Ana Roldan is super proud of all her kids, she says. She left El Salvador in 1982 during the Civil War and lives in Los Angeles. Her middle son, Cristian Roldan, got a slot on the U.S. national team. Last September, when the U.S. played El Salvador here in a qualifying game, she was in the stands beaming. I never in my life thought I would go back and go to the stadium to watch my sons, both my sons, play, she says. Both her sons grew up speaking Spanish and visited El Salvador frequently as kids. Alex says that made his transition here not so difficult. Santa Cruz, California native and United Soccer League player Walmer Martinez, whose mom is also Salvadoran, says he's fitting in pretty well too. He and some of the other Americans on the team joke around in English while playing ping pong in their San Salvador hotel. Martinez says his Spanish is good, but he didn't know the words to the Salvadoran national anthem.
I didn't, but then I learned it, yeah.
How did you learn it?
YouTube.
Fans in El Salvador are glad their team is bringing talent back home. Last week at a packed sports bar, the crowd is glued to huge screens as the Salvadoran team kept the U.S. scoreless for a full half. The loss, ultimately 1-0, was respectable, thanks to the dual nationals, says fan Giovanni Martinez. Look, we have these elite players now that have come up through the ranks, he says. They're helping elevate the whole team's level of play, says Martinez. He knows chances of going to the World Cup this year are slim, but he's excited about their prospects in 2026. Head coach Perez hopes others here at home also have patience. The team just signed up 8 new sponsors. Before Perez came here, it had only one.
It's a good challenge because basically we're building the program from the bottom.
Players today staged a short-lived protest over pay promises and resources. Alex Roldan, now captain, told me earlier that he's in it for the long run.
Being a smaller country, it's definitely really difficult to turn the tables overnight, but we're slowly getting to where we want to be.
And hey, he says, we'll be chasing some of those bigger countries soon. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Salvador.